escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Boomer and Geo.
BT and Sal.
Kevin and Tiki.
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with yours truly, Pete Hoffman. You can always follow me at HopWFAN, and please like, subscribe. Wherever you get your podcast, the Odyssey app is the best place to go. Also, YouTube, like that, all that stuff. Whatever you want to do. Now, congratulations, Yankees, to finally getting off the schneid. It's about time you win a freaking game since the trade deadline. So there you go. So now it's even. It's even. The Mets, the Yankees both have one win since the trade deadline. It's only going to be Thursday tomorrow, and it'll be a week since the trade deadline. But hey, you take it. It was a good competitive game. It was necessary. The bullpen delivered, locked things down a little bit. And, hey, they got a new closer, David Bednar, which, by the way, just really quickly, I know everyone's, out of favor with Devin Williams, and rightfully so. He's been terrible. I can't even deny it anymore. He's been awful. But David Bednar started the season in the minors. I just want to remind everybody that David Bednar started the season basically the way that Devin Williams has performed in high leverage situations. So there is a time stamp on this. There is a point in time where David Bednar could go back to what Devin Williams has been looking like. So let's not get too far ahead where David Bednar is locked and loaded and he is our star closer for the next 2 years. Because remember who did that last time? It was actually another Pittsburgh Pirates closer too. His name was Clay Holmes. And Yankee fans ran Clay Holmes out of town after taking over the closer job a few years ago. Last year, he struggled a little bit. And Luke Weaver came in, and you guys were close to kicking him out the door. And you did. You said, hey, go, Mets should get him. Guess what? We got him. We don't want him. He's not the guy that we – now, listen, Clay Holmes is a starting pitcher for the New York Mets, so it's a little different situation, but still unwanted at this point in time, for me at least. Listen, again, 2 more years to go with him. It should be a blast. We'll see what happens. But good win by the Yankees. It's very important to come out with something and just to kind of stop the bleeding, because it's important at this point in time. Aaron Boone handled the bullpen well, handled the pitching staff well, handled every situation as well as possible. They fought back. There was a point in time where Carlos Rodon looked like he was unhittable. He gives up a couple runs. The Rangers come back and tie the game, but the Yankees find a way to win. And that's important, that you have to fight back here and there. And lately, it feels like there's been no fight. So it's good to see that gut punch take place and you not fall flat to the floor. So that's a good thing. The Mets, on the other hand, which are the major story. Not only do you get swept by the Guardians, but you basically get no hit minus the Juan Soto home run to the Cleveland Guardians. And it's unacceptable at this point in time. You know, Carlos Mendoza was on with Sal Licata on Wednesday and talked about how they are, you know, working hard. Everybody's working, looking at tape, talking about what to do, how to approach certain pitchers. You know, it's nonstop, supposedly, with the New York Mets and how they game plan. This is not just take the day off. We'll give you a break, give you a rest. No, there is it's constantly attacking. Juan Soto is constantly attacking how his approach is changing per at bat. But it's not working. That's the problem. When you go 12 innings of no hit, being no hit, that is a problem. It doesn't make a difference if it's Juan Soto, if it's Pete Alonso, Brandon Nimmo, Francisco Lindor, Francisco Alvarez, Jeff McNeil. You go through the laundry list of players in the New York Mets, it is unacceptable to be that bad for that many consecutive innings when supposedly you're so talented. When supposedly you're talking about a Fab Four that people say. It's inexcusable. And on top of that, which I hate to keep on going back to, but I will. Because at the deadline, the defense the bullpen was addressed. What was nicely addressed? You get Gregory Soto, Tyler Rogers, Ryan Helsley. Yeah, very nice. Well, when you can't hit and your pitchers allow a run or two, what does it mean that you have a good bullpen? What does it mean? It means jack squat. It means absolutely nothing. And so far, this bullpen, you haven't been able to see the strength of the team. You haven't been able to see, ooh, look what David Stearns built. Because right now, all they do is go hitless. They don't score runs. And the pitchers give up runs. The starting pitchers give up runs. And even though it wasn't a ton, it was still a close game. Four runs is not an insurmountable lead, but with the way the Mets are hitting, it is. It's unbelievable that this was the approach at the deadline. And I'm going to keep on going back to it over and over and over. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe when they get into the playoffs and you see these tight games and you have this stacked bullpen that the New York Mets have. But a stacked bullpen is as good as your offense is. Because if your offense has zero capability to driving in any runs whatsoever, your bullpen is nothing. Your bullpen's going to run out. Your starting pitching is going to run out. It's all going to run out. And it's at a point now where I'm annoyed. Obviously, the fact that Juan Soto does finally come through in a spot where was it important to get that home run? Sure. It depends on how you look. Everyone in Citi Field seemed to be, and I can't tell. I can't tell if it was sarcastic or if it was serious. But when Williams of the Cleveland Guardians walked off, the Citi Field fans, which there were a lot of them, gave him a standing ovation. And I can't tell if that was towards Williams for pitching 8 2/3 or if that was to the Mets bats that Juan Soto was able to get a one base hit and a home run and break the no-hitter and give a sarcastic cheer that, hey, we finally got the starting pitcher out of the game. Like, either way, it's pathetic that that's what we're cheering. I mean, I don't care who you are. I'm not sitting there and giving a standing ovation to the opposition just because they smoked the hell out of us. Like, I don't care if it was a perfect game. I don't care if it was an immaculate inning, every single inning, and the Mets literally couldn't touch a baseball. I ain't clapping. I ain't cheering. I'm walking out there cursing. That's what I'm doing. I'm not happy about this. They beat the living piss out of us. I mean, that's the definition of bad news in a good way. Oh, let's clap it off. The New York Mets almost got no hit. Amazing. Thankfully, Juan Soto got the home run. And where is that big time hit? That's what's starting to get frustrating now. And I'm not talking about the finances. So please don't misinterpret what I'm about to say. I don't care about how much money Juan Soto makes. I truly, truly don't. What I care about is his production. And it's not that he's not producing. It's that he's not producing in opportune times. There have been too many times this season where it would be so important for the New York Mets to have Juan Soto come through in a big freaking spot. And he just doesn't do it. He grounds into double plays. He looks at strike three. I mean, he comes up hollow in the biggest spots. And that's not Juan Soto. That's not Juan Soto, because I've seen him. I've seen him with my own two eyes hit a home run in the playoffs last year against Hunter Gaddis, if I'm correct. If I believe it was Hunter Gaddis against the Guardians. Was it to tie the game, to take the lead, whatever it was. It's a huge, important home run by Juan Soto. So I've seen him in big-time spots hit big-time home runs. It doesn't always have to be a home run. Again, go back to 2019 when he was facing Josh Hader in the playoffs, and there was this epic battle. And Josh Hader versus Juan Soto was one pitch after another of staring each other down, and it was fantastic. And Juan Soto put a ball into right field, a little line drive that hit a ball that was, at that point in time, from Josh Hader, was nearly unhittable. And that's Juan Soto. He's been able to come up clutch in big spots. But the problem is, it's crunch time, and every game you lose, you're moving yourself out of the playoffs. You're moving yourself out of the division, and you're moving yourself closer to out of the playoffs, out of the wild card. There needs to be urgency. And this is not on fully Mendoza. This is not on – and I keep on hearing everyone said, fire Eric Chavez – you got to do something different to change it. What is Chavez telling Juan Soto? Like, what is he actually telling him? And how about this? What's going to change when you get rid of Chavez that the next hitting coach is going to come in and do it different? And Juan Soto's then going to listen. Okay. Hey, they got rid of my old hitting coach. New guy comes in. And now this guy's telling me what to do? Sure. This makes sense because he knows why. Why? And it's funny because I've recently heard from hitting about the thing about hitting coaches is they may not all put as much work in as you think. They may not all know the proper approach. Like, it's one thing where you may see somebody and say, he's a great hitter. You know, if he could just find a way to translate that to other players, like JD Martinez, pure hitter. You want to pick that guy's brain constantly. But is that what it is? Is it just constantly picking one man's brain and saying, this is my approach? Or is it, hey, this is what I would do, or this is what I see you doing. You need to change up. This is how your swing used to be, and it's not like that anymore. Like, what is the actual approach they're taking? So does it really matter what Eric Chavez is doing on this team? I'm just being honest. Does it make a difference if it's Chavez, if it's, think of any other former hitting coach for the New York Mets. If there's a new guy out there that, like, hey, this guy is the sexy hitting coach, let's go bring him in. I mean, I heard stories about Daniel Murphy and Kevin Long. And those were great. And success stories about how Kevin Long and Dale Murphy worked on his approach. But there's got to be, and Juan Soto is a special hitter. You could say what you want. You could talk about his struggles. You could talk about him his hitting and running with runners in scoring position. Obviously, it's not ideal right now. But if you can't, if you're going to sit there and deny that Juan Soto isn't special hitting the baseball, then you're just ignorant, okay? Then you're just a hater. Because Juan Soto is special. No doubt about it. So is it something that you need to bring in somebody that he can be guided a certain way? Does he know too much? Is he caught in his own head? I don't know. But I'll tell you this much. I don't think, again, Eric Chavez is changing Juan Soto, nor do I think that whoever replaces Chavez is going to come in and start to change Juan Soto. Juan Soto is an elite hitter. I think he knows it too well to give anybody else an opportunity to kind of change the way he thinks at the plate. And to be fair, you know, if you're watching him strike out and how many times he struck out looking and how many of those balls are actually out of the strike zone, he's kind of right. He kind of has an eye for the strike zone. He does get it. Problem is, there are and this is, I think, what bothers most people about Juan Soto. It's not only the fact that it feels like he's looking for a walk. And why do I say that? Because if it's a hitter's count or whatever count it is, there are so many times in an at-bat where you will see a ball go right down the middle on Juan Soto and he just scapes it away. Doesn't even think twice about it. Like, I was never gonna swing at that anyway. Because he wants to get there with two strikes on him. And I don't know why. It's funny because we talked to Carlos Mendoza, talked about how, like, certain guys have this approach where first pitch I see that's right out of play, I'm swinging. And if that could be the first pitch of an at-bat and you're not really working the count, you're not really working the pitcher. And Carlos Mendoza said, he's like, it's all different. Like, you know, I can't take it away from somebody if there's a pitch down the middle or they see the pitch that they want to hit, that the one that they see is the first pitch, then go for it. Yeah, it's all about timing. Well, Juan Soto seems to be always looking to get a full count as often as possible and trying to work that walk as much as possible. And he'll foul off pitches and all this stuff. But there's early times in an at-bat where he just lets by beautiful pitches where at least I think they're beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's like on a freaking tee. And you just see Soto just let it go by and okay. Not question the umpire. He knows it's a strike. He knows exactly what it was. But just let it go. So that's where I think a lot of people are bothered by Juan Soto because those balls in big spots, if he takes a swing, takes a hack, maybe those balls will end up in the seats. He doesn't tend to swing at those. With runners on scoring position, he doesn't tend to swing at those pitches, and that's aggravating. Now, one more thing about the Mets as we headed to a road trip, okay? So we have the Guardians leaving, thank goodness, because that was brutal. Now the Mets are heading to, by the way, they're heading to a place where they have one of our pitchers, which is very frustrating because it's not was he one of our pitchers? He was a pitcher for last year, but Jose Quintana. Is Jose Quintana been perfect? No. But Jose Quintana was a guy who was waiting for the Mets to sign him all season long, all offseason long. And the Mets said, no, not interested. He has pitched in, I believe, 17 games. Now, he hasn't gone deep in all the games, but a lot of them he's gotten, you know, six innings, quality starts. He's been pretty good. If you had to compare him to Clay Holmes, I think he's more of a success this season than Clay Holmes has been. Okay? Just to be point blank. Again, he pitched today or Wednesday night, whenever you listen to this podcast, and he went six innings. Gave up three runs, got the win. Jose Quintana with the Brewers, got the win. In 17 games, he has only had five games in which he's given up four or more runs. And one of those games, he gave up five. Only two of those runs were earned. So, I mean, whatever. I mean, maybe he was the one who threw the ball away. Who knows? But regardless, they only gave two earned runs to him in that game. So really, it's in 17 games, he's only given up four or more runs in four games. Like, that's really good. In 17 games started, that's really good. And he goes about five or six innings. And he was somebody who would have been an asset to this team. Rather than, let's say, what was it, the Frankie Montas freaking deal? I don't understand what was the problem with Jose Quintana. And he wanted to come back, too. I understand he's had injury issues, too. But, like, at least you know he's more proven. I don't remember what his deal was. If he signed for a two-year deal with an option. But all I know is this. The Mets signed Frankie Montas to a two-year deal with a player option for $34 million. And there's no doubt that Frankie Montas is going to opt into his contract. There's no doubt about the fact that the Mets are stuck with Frankie Montas till the end of 2026. Would anybody else have been unhappy if Jose Quintana came back to the Mets? Would anybody be unhappy? I don't think so. I think we would have made that trade for Jose Quintana over Frankie Montas. That, David Stearns, is a swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. And you should know. Quintana has been floating around for a while. You know Quintana. You've seen him. You've played against him. He's been on your teams. You know Jose Quintana. You know what type of pitcher he is. That's shameful right there. Why Jose Quintana was not back with the Mets and that Frankie Montas, we had to rush to sign him, that's embarrassing. But that's the reality. So we're going to Milwaukee. Then we're going back home. So it's a quick three-game stretch. But I have a real question here for you.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pete Alonso. He's two home runs away from breaking the record. He's got one home run away from Tom Dal Strawberry, two home runs away from breaking the record for most home runs hit by a Met. I know some people don't care about this, and that's fine. But I think for diehard Mets fans who are buying into the history of the Mets and that likes what Steve Cohen is doing to try to build the history of the New York Mets, I think this is kind of important, but that's just me. That being said, three games in Milwaukee. I mean, last time Pete Alonso was in Milwaukee, he's hitting a three-run bomb off of Devin Williams and sending the Mets onto the wild card, to the divisional series. Do you want Pete Alonso to not hit a home run in Milwaukee, even if that means they lose every single game in Milwaukee, Would you prefer him to hit his game, his home run hit tying and home run leading all-time home run for the New York Mets? Would you prefer those to be at home? Again, three games in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's been very good. They're on fire. They're one of the best teams in the league. Mets are desperate for a win. If I told you that Pete Alonso either ties the home run record or breaks the record in the ninth inning, down by two runs, and he hits a three-run shot to take the lead and give the Mets a win, would you be happy with that, that he does it on the road? I feel like I'm almost – I want him to do it at home. I want Pete Alonso to have a moment at home. I don't know how much longer Pete Alonso is going to be here. Let's be serious. We're talking about Pete Alonso, and you know he's going to opt out, no doubt about it. And the way that his second half of the season has gone, though he's going to break the record for most home runs, and he's still serviceable. He's still batting over 260, and he's been getting hits lately. I mean, they haven't been all been home runs, but he's been catching a little bit on fire lately, even though he really hasn't been great. Fact is, we don't know how long Pete Alonso is going to have here. But the one thing he hasn't really done is had his over-the-top bet moment, like the playoff runs. A lot of that stuff was not here. It was not, you know, that home run to take the Mets to the divisional round was in Milwaukee. So I would like him to have that moment where Darryl Strawberry is sitting at Citi Field and able to congratulate Pete Alonso on the field, and the Mets fans congratulate him and have that moment. So that's me. I don't know if that's something that Mets fans want or care about. At this point in time, they just need to win games. So it's a double-edged sword, because if they're going to lose and if they're going to suck and they're not going to go anywhere, just do it at home. Just do it at home. All right. I'll be back with more tomorrow on WFAN Daily as both Mets and Yankees are off, so that's a good thing. So Thursday, we know Mets and Yankees can't lose. The problem is they've gone 2-10 since the trade deadline. I mean, come on. That's embarrassing. Something's got to change. And I do think that eventually something will change. I think that the teams can't be this bad. If the teams are this bad for the next month and a half, you're talking about Boone getting fired. You're talking about probably Cashman getting fired. And I don't know what's going to happen with the Mets, but you can't have – like, you need to have consistency. Like, you sit there – a lot of people sit there with the Yankees and go, well, Aaron Boone's been here for a while. Cashman has been here forever. So maybe you do need to change. You had Buck Showalter here for, 2 years? And Carlos Mendoza's been here for 2 years? You can't keep on changing every 2 years. That turns into the NFL coach that doesn't work out. You need consistency. You need to build something. And again, I don't think that the Mets are that far off. I don't even think the Yankees are that far off. To win a championship, that's a whole different story. They are still in a mediocre time for baseball, and they can find ways to win. But at this moment, they need to find something deep inside themselves to turn things around. Otherwise, they're both going to miss the playoffs. All right. That's it for another episode of WFAN Daily. You can always follow me at Hoff WFAN. I appreciate you guys checking me out there. And don't forget to like, subscribe, all that stuff on Odyssey app. Also, check out Boomer and Geo in the morning. You can check out BT and Sal in the middays, Evan and Tiki in the afternoons. Keith McPherson in the evenings, Chris McMonagle overnights. And if you miss anything at all, WFAN Daily, it has the best of the week. So you can go back. There's been tons of Giant interviews from last week. We had a bunch of WWE characters that stopped by last week. If you missed any of those interviews, go back and check them out, whether it was Jackson Dart, whether it was Russell Wilson, whether it was Brian Daboll. We had Triple H in studio, Cody Rhodes, Michael Cole, everybody in studio. Carlos Mendoza, by the way, again, was on with Sal on Wednesday. So all those interviews are on WFAN Daily. Just go like, subscribe, all that stuff, and you will find it where you get your podcast. All right, guys, thanks again for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily, and I'll see you later. Peace.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.